This is the Arthur Maddleston MP Podcast.
The government today has announced that it's going to radically re-shake up universities, places. You see, the problem, and I think it's very important you understand this, the problem has been that university has not just been for those who can afford it, but also for those who can't afford it. Now, I'm not saying that those who can't afford it are poor people and should be stopped from going to university because they can't afford it. Of course not. There may be some people out there who are poor and could afford to go to university. Conversely, there may be some people who can't afford to go to university but are very well off. So, it's very simple, really. If you want to go to university, you need to start funding it yourself. Now, for some people, this will be a simple matter of asking their parents for some money. That's what I did. That's what Boris did. That's what David did. That's what Nick Clegg did. That's what the entire cabinet did. But for others, well, you know, maybe you can't ask your parents for money, but have you thought about a newspaper route? Or maybe doing a Boba Grob for Boba Job Week, or perhaps getting your grand to sponsor you. Lots of ways you could raise the £23,500 you need when you're 18 to go to university. It's very, very simple. There's no reason, really, why the government should have to spend. I mean, let's take, for example, Nick Clegg's family. Okay. Now, they had to pay for him to go to Winchester Public School, and then they had to pay for him to go to Cambridge or Oxford or wherever the hell he went. And then, well, on top of that, they had to pay a load of taxes to pay for a lot of other people to go to university. Now, that's just the economics of the madman, or the madhouse, the mad person, certainly. I mean, it could be a madman, it could be a madhouse. We're not really sure, we're not really interested in that. The main thing is that you can't expect these rich people to have to pay for their sons to go to university, and then pay for poorer people's sons to university. It's just not fair. So, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yes, but, you know, surely, if you can't go to university when you're poor, how do you break the cycle of poverty? How do you raise yourself up by the bootstraps and become a better human being? It's very simple. It's called debt. Now, debt, D-E-B-T, is a very clever mechanism whereby you can go to university and have a career. What you do is you take out a loan. You take out that loan and you pay for your university tuition with that loan. When you leave university, well, you go and get a job and you start paying that loan back. Because, as everybody knows, when you leave university, you instantly get a very highly paid job with one of your dad's friends in the city. Very simply, you get that job and you use the money you earn from your stock work to pay off the loan. Now, that's really all there is to it. So, you know, if you are poor, or you're in perhaps a mineshaft at the moment, thinking, how do I go to university? Just think, go to university, bring up a debt, go to work in the city with one of your dad's friends who gives you a job, and pay off the debt. Very simply. It's what I did. It's what David did. It's what Nick Clegg did. It's what George Osborne did. It's what Vince Cable did. It's what everybody in the cabinet's done, and I'm sure you can too. University. It's a good place to go, especially if you can afford it.